I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Many of our favorite flowering shrubs bloom in spring and early summer, then are nondescript for the rest of the growing season. A way to brighten up those drab green shrubs is to grow colorful leafed versions. There are shrubs with purple, yellow, red, and variegated leaves that are beautiful even when they're not flowering. Here are some of my favorites. Purple is a great color as a backdrop to brighter colored flowers or as a contrast to a light colored house. Ninebark is one of my favorites, with clusters of white flowers in spring and exfoliating bark in winter. There are colorful leaf versions too. Try Summer Wine with dark purple leaves, Copertina with a rich copper colored leaf, and Amber Jubilee with yellow, orange, and red foliage. Other purple leaf shrubs to try include Wine and Roses with Gila, Purple Smokebush, and Black Lace Elderberry. Yellow and gold are good colors to brighten up a shrub border or the corner of a house. Nugget Ninebark has lime green foliage. There's also Golden Spirit Smokebush, Lemony Lace Elderberry, and a golden-colored sumac called Tiger Eyes. If these colors are too dramatic for your yard, try some variegated white, gold, and green leaf shrubs. There are variegated forms of Wajilla, Viburnum, and Euonymus. Once you get an eye for the unusually colored shrubs, you'll notice them everywhere in garden centers and nurseries. Grow them as you would green leaf versions, and even try them in a part shade location. However, sometimes these unusually colored shrubs will be less vigorous and hardy than the original, so water and fertilize well and protect them in winter. And now for this week's tip, a good way to control insects like squash bugs and potato beetles is to squish the eggs under the leaves. A fast way to do that without hurting the leaves is to use duct tape. Wrap duct tape around your piece fingers with the sticky side facing out. Then touch or rub the egg masses with the duct tape. They stick to the tape and come right off the leaves. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about harvesting fruits. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.